I love Waiting for the Weather, Eric Forward's memoir. It just has so much information about Alaska without being ponderous. Actually, it's pretty funny. So it's a great way to just have a very good look at Alaska without thinking that you're studying on it. My name is long. It's Olga Sofia Lijo-Serans, and I am the owner of Hardside Books and Toys. I was approached about buying Hardside Books around 3 years ago, about this time of the year, by somebody else who thought that I could be a good match, because Hardside had been for sale for a while, and, well, nobody in this town wanted it to close. I'm not sure why people thought about me. I have my guesses. I'm a book person. I've been always very active in the community. Since I arrived to Juneau in 2007, I got my master's in library science. I already had 2 degrees in similar subjects. And then I became a public librarian, and then I became a librarian for the Legislative Affairs Agency. So between that and the fact that I'm always around books, I guess it was not very strange that somebody would have thought about me. What brought me to Juneau in the first place was love. My then love interest invited me for a holiday in 2006, and that was it. He was definitely a love interest, but Juneau just closed the deal. So, the big surprise was bestsellers and having to be on top of those changes almost daily. So it makes it a little bit terrifying, because you're always having to be thinking about what's coming next and what's going to be people's next interest. But on the other hand, it's also exhilarating and a lot of fun. Will that set of books that were really, really hot 2 weeks ago arrive in time for being still of interest when they get here? Hardside is turning 50 on September 19th. It was opened in September 19th, 1975. So I wasn't thinking about what that would mean when I initially bought the store, but it has become more and more obvious that people in Juneau consider Hardside a legacy. When you have 3 generations of the same family coming to you and saying, you know, my mom used to bring me to Hardside as a kid, and now I'm bringing my own kids here too, it kind of makes you realize how important as an independent bookstore is still in a community like Juneau.